Photographs of you.
I think we're not an American.
Hello. Yes, there we go. Good evening and welcome to the March 15th special session meeting of the Los Osos Community Services District. Director Sparks will be joining us by teleconference tonight. And could we have a roll call, please?
Director Sennett?
Here.
Director Schicker?
Here.
Director Tacker?
Here.
Vice President Sparks?
Here.
President Sasanian?
Here. Okay.
This was the other day. We're trying to stand up for my rights, freedom of speech. I didn't lose that one, of course. I was back in there on the next agenda item, where I spoke about freedom of speech concerning the RAC and how the RAC had an item on their agenda that they let one person speak for 5 minutes and then nobody else they weren't allowed to talk. And I spoke about that. But specifically, if you look at the TAC, the Technical Advisory Committee, you'll see that there's somebody on there from Golden State Water who's going to be put on that TAC. And I believe that the LOCSD has a lawsuit concerning Golden State Water, and I think there's a conflict of interest there, and I think that person should not be allowed to be on there. Also, I tried to talk to the Board of Supervisors about the ACLs and CDOs, and that's why I was ejected. And this board, or this Los Osos Community Service District, is a designated party. And I felt that I should be able to talk about that in the morning because it was not on their agenda concerning the wastewater project, and it's not, but I guess they're splitting hairs there. But what I was going to say is that Roger Bricks, his own statement said it was the LOCSD's fault that individuals would not be able to hook up to a wastewater treatment facility in a timely manner. That was in his final statements and his closing arguments. Now, for them to turn around and say, well, now it's the individual we're going after when it's not their fault. It's clearly not their fault. You guys stopped the project. The individual didn't. And he says it himself. Because of the actions of the LOCSD, the individuals aren't able to hook up in a timely manner. So I think you should use that in your next round of defense you have for the CDOs. And in closing, I found a way around the supervisor's ban on Los Osos stuff. Their closed session items, item number three, usually R.E. Los Osos. It didn't say what it's about. So just last Tuesday, I was able to speak about Los Osos item before closed session, and they could not toss me out.
Thank you.
Because I think what you're doing is setting a precedence of basically granting or a grant to Pizzlediff of 25% of their legal fees. I believe what should be done is that you should have a contract with her, directly with her, not involving Pizzlediff, CSD, to and bill you for all matters concerning the CDOs with the CSD and not Pizzlediff, because you guys have no control of what she's doing, and they have 75% of the control of what dictates what you guys are going to be paying for. And I don't think that's equitable. I don't think it's fair for the community that you do that. And I just think that you should rethink that whole idea of doing a contract of a percentage. It should be a simple 100% contract with her for what she does for you and 100% for Pizzlediff. Because otherwise, I think there's a conflict. And I just encourage you guys. It just seems like what I see at the board is a defeated presence. Instead of what you guys got elected for, was to stand up for this community for the change that we wanted and not to wimp out. Thank you.
Any other public comment on closed session items on the agenda?
Richard Margetson. I'm going to talk about the CDO issue also. My biggest concern, problem with this is that it's retroactive to January 1st. You didn't have any input in the process at that point, and I don't believe it's fair to the community and the taxpayers who are footing the bill for this 25% to be paying for something that their elected representatives did not have input in from that point forward in the direction that Shauna Sullivan was supposed to proceed. And then unless this has changed, I think my other concern is that there's a potential cap put on this this spending up to $30,000, but I would have liked to have seen more requirements for how that will be extended.
7:30, excuse me.
Okay, John.